the Redeemer and Sustainer of our lives. Amen. We stood at a fork in the road. Both ways went to Jerusalem, but one way went around the Samaritan country, and the other way went right through it. And most of us wanted to go on the way that went around Samaritan country. We didn't want to go through that country because those people aren't like who we are. They worship differently than we worship, and we don't get along with them. But Jesus, he wanted to go on the route that went through Samaria. And so we went ahead and we followed him through Samaria. And we left Galilee and we entered into their territory. And as we were doing that, we passed on one side this little group of shacks, right? They weren't even houses. It's almost like they were just kind of thrown together. And it felt just, it didn't feel like people lived there. It was just dirty and unkempt, and it felt sad. And as we're walking down the road, we could see it, and then all of a sudden these figures started kind of coming up and off the ground from that little the shacks that were over there, and there were about 10 figures that started coming towards us. And some of them were limping because they didn't have a foot, and you could see that some of them didn't have hands. And as they got closer, it was their faces. Like, their faces had growths on their faces, and some of them were just misshapen, and there were diseases. They were like these skin diseases. Some of them didn't have noses. I didn't want to see it. I wanted to keep going. They kept coming towards us, and they stopped about 30 feet away from us, and I could even smell them because the flesh was rotting. They said, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." I don't know how they even knew who he was. I wanted to pull away, but he actually stepped forward. And he said, "Go show yourself to the priests." And that was it. That's all he said. "Go show yourself to the priests." And then we just stood there. It was kind of an awkward moment. They wanted more. They were expecting more, right? And they just kind of looked at each other, and one of them turned, and then a couple of them followed, and pretty soon all 10 were going kind of slowly down the road to show themselves to the priests. It's like they wanted more. And as they were going, I'm not sure exactly what happened or how it happened, but it seemed that they started walking straighter, and it seemed like they stood taller, and it was easier. Those who had a gait didn't limp, and it felt like their skin cleared. And initially, they just kind of paused, and they were over. And I think they were confused about what was going on. And then sometimes there was a sense of astonishment that got on their faces. And pretty soon they realized what had happened, and they let out this shout of joy, and they started to actually almost run towards the priests, right? They were going to show the priests what had happened to them. And they were excited to show the priests what had happened to them. And, you know, as they were running, one of them paused, and he looked at himself, and he turned, right? He saw what was happening. He had eyes to see. He saw what was happening, and he turned. And he came to Jesus, and as he was coming, he was standing, he stood there, and he said, "Hallelujah. Hosanna, hallelujah." I've never heard hallelujahs said that deeply before. a hallelujah that meant something. And he fell to his knees and he lay prostrate at Jesus' feet. Like he put himself on the ground as if it didn't matter whether he got dirty or not. And he was just hallelujah. Now Jesus picked him up and embraced him. And he was clean. And then Jesus said, we're not 10 cleansed. How come? Why is it that this foreigner is one that's giving praise to God? What about the others? And then Jesus sent the man on his way and he said, your faith has made you well. And the man tore out of there and he went running after the others to show himself to the priest. We started walking again with Jesus, and I was thinking about it, and I was like, why was that guy different? Like, he was a Samaritan. Like, he wasn't even a Jew. He was a Samaritan. Why was he different? And Jesus said that, well, the others, they let it in. They let it into their bodies. But they didn't let it into their souls. And this man let it into his soul. He let it all the way in. And as it went all the way in, it was bursting forth out of him. That he had a sense of generosity that was just in gratitude that was overflowing. And I said, well, how do you do that? How do you let it in all the way into your soul? What does that look like? And Jesus says, you step into the gratitude. You step in and you let it flow through you. You step in and you let it wash through you. And you give praise to the giver of all good things. Amen.